Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
More of Atlanta Soccer Tonight
with Jason Longshore.
It's an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special after the U.S. men's national team defeats Senegal today 3-2. One more match before it all starts to count. The 2026 FIFA World Cup gets underway June 11th. Atlanta Soccer Tonight will get you ready for it each and every day. I mean, honestly, starting now, but officially starting June 1st on Monday with nightly shows getting you ready for this tournament. I'm Jason Longshore. Let's get caught up on today and then we'll talk about what to expect over the next 50 days. 3-2 win for the U.S. A lot of different things to take away from this one. Sergiño Dest opened the scoring in the 7th minute, the assist from Christian Pulisic. Then Pulisic got his goal in the 20th minute, the assist from Ricardo Pepi. Sadio Mane scored in the 44th minute after a turnover in the middle third, moment of transition. Sadio Mane then scored again in the 52nd minute, a mistake from Miles Robinson. Mane puts the ball past Brady, who had come on at halftime and wasn't able to get to this, but Robinson with the mistake initially that creates the whole situation. Full Aaron Balogun scores the goal to restore the U.S. lead in the 63rd minute. That becomes the goal that wins the match. Weston McKennie with a ball at the right side front to Tim Weah after getting the pass from Weah. Good 1-2 with those two. And in Balogun, the ball takes a deflection right in front. So there's no assist here for Tim Weah. But Balogun puts it home after having one called back earlier for being offside. And after having another one that he could have buried as well, Full Aaron Balogun was very busy. Ricardo Pepi was very busy. Christian Pulisic was very busy. A lot of things to take away from this one. But I've got 5 points that I want to make in this AST special. And let's start with number one. We talked about it today on the ABTL show, the precursor to this match, which hopefully you did get a chance to listen to on 92.9 The Game, with a friend of the show, Callum Williams, and U.S. legend Kobe Jones. Talked about what the lineup would look like once we got it, and I feel pretty good about my prediction of how it would play out, and I feel pretty good about my prediction about one man being very important to making it all work, and it was Alex Freeman. He is a tactical difference maker for this team and for Mauricio Pochettino. I think the 3-4-2-1 shape is the best way for this team to play. We talked about it back in March. We talked about it a lot late in 2025. But with Alex Freeman as the right-sided center back, it makes everything make sense. Because especially with Sergiño Dest on that right, who you want to unleash, you want him to feel very free, you want him high up the field. Alex Freeman allows you to do that without losing the possibility of it really turning into a line of four when it needs to, because he can play as the right back. He's the modern kind of wide defender who doesn't necessarily fit into just one position. I loved what he showed in this game. His work ends up creating what turned into the second goal. Locating Pepi, making a run in behind. It's an outside of the foot pass from Freeman. He had a shot blocked in the game as well. He defended Sadio Mane very well. I thought Alex Freeman showed everything you needed to see to have him be one of your starters when the games count. Number two on things to take away from the U.S. win over Senegal, Christian Pulisic locked in. Yeah, the milestones matter for him. He is a player who, you know, is climbing the all-time history marks for the U.S. men's national team program. Tied Clint Dempsey for second most all-time with games with a goal and an assist. Landon Donovan with 13 of them. This was Pulisic's eighth. This was his 12th match where Pulisic recorded multiple goal contributions. That's third all-time behind Donovan and Dempsey. The goal moves Pulisic just one shy of catching Eric Winalda in fourth place on the all-time list. His total goal contributions now with 53, he is all-time fourth ahead of Eric Winalda. He is behind Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, and Jozy Altidore. So all the things for Christian Pulisic, but it was the performance that mattered more. Mauricio Pochettino talked about it after the match. He said that the habits that Pulisic showed in the three training sessions beforehand in Fayetteville, he liked what he saw. And the 45 minutes against the top 15 team in the world showed that work on the training pitch translating to the field. Yeah, he needs to sustain it for 90 minutes. You are still building to this. But he gets a goal, he gets an assist, he gets a big confidence boost after a tough season. And I think everybody else around him gets the boost as well. Because when Christian Pulisic is impacting the game and affecting how the opponents play it, when he's playing like this, opponents have to commit numbers to him. That creates space for others. When you have attackers who create fear, who create gravity, who create impact in a game, create space for others, you can be a much more dangerous team. Christian Pulisic playing in this way will make that happen. Number three, the striker position. I mean, I said on the APTL show, I think it's Folair and Balogun's spot when the games count, but Ricardo Pepi's performance makes you think maybe there's going to be some more minutes for him. I thought he was excellent in this match. He was involved in everything in the first half. Showed really good hold-up play, good movement behind the ball, good work with the ball at his feet. Pepi was great. And then full Aaron Balogun comes in and he puts the ball in the back of the net. It's offside. He scores a goal that counts. He has two saved later. He was everywhere in the second 45, which was more wide open. And we'll talk about that in a second. But Balogun, I think, is the starter. Pepi is going to get plenty of minutes. And then there's Haji Wright, who we didn't even see in this one. Really good performance from the U.S. up top with both Pepi and Balogun. I still think it's Balogun, but we'll see how game two goes before the tournament against Germany next week. Number four. Look, there are spots where there's going to be a drop in terms of the quality, and that's just normal in any national team. I think maybe we make a little bit too much of it at times. The U.S. has a good starting 11, and I think we saw most of it to start this match, although not all of it. I think Weston McKennie will be in that starting group. Hopefully Chris Richards will be in that starting group if he is healthy. I think this is a really good starting 11. I think it's a really good, you know, next four, five guys. You know, we talked about the battle up top. We talked about the battle in the midfield as well coming into this one, where, yes, Tyler Adams is going to be your deeper lying midfielder, but then where you fit McKennie around that, Sebastian Berhalter, who played into the second half in this one, he had some really good moments, and he had some not-so-good moments. He did a lot. It was inconsistent. Can he show that he can play deeper and allow Weston McKennie to play higher up the field? I'm not quite sure of that yet. Okay, but then you look at the attacking group. With Pulisic, if McKennie's deeper, is it Gio Reyna, who I thought was pretty good in this one? He moved the ball around really well. Is it Malik Tillman? Is it Alex Zendejas? Is it, you know, do you put McKennie there and play Berhalter deeper? Is it Tim Weah? And you know he's going to be a little bit wider than maybe being one of the 10s. You've got a lot of possibilities in that group. So you've got a lot of depth in this team. The Matt Turner, Matt Freeze conversation. Who is going to be the starter? Turner got the start today. Does Fries get the start against Germany? Turner's been better in MLS play than Fries in the first portion of the season. Is that going to earn him the number one shirt in the starting lineup? We know he literally has the number one shirt. Is he going to be the starter? I think I'm leaning that way, but I'm not 100% sure. So anyway, you talk about the roster and you talk about where the drop-offs are. I think it's after about 15, 16, maybe 17 in the group. Look, that's normal. There are a couple positions that are a little bit lighter. I think the six is a little bit lighter. You don't have quite as much depth behind Tyler Adams. Center back, Chris Richards is your best by far. Miles Robinson didn't help himself today. I think Mark McKenzie did. I think Alex Freeman absolutely did as one of the three. So, I mean, if everybody's healthy, I think you're looking at Richards, Ream, and Freeman as your three center backs if you keep with that shape. But the drop-off, look, it's real. You didn't have as much control in the second 45, but I really liked the response to losing the lead and finding a way to get it back. That's a good thing for this team. Getting a win is a good confidence boost. I think playing as good as you did early is a really good confidence boost.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Number five, and this is something that Mauricio Pochettino talked about in the post-game press conference. The Senegal goals in this one did not come from Senegal outplaying the U.S. for long stretches. They came from U.S. mistakes. Now, that's not good, but it's also good that you're not getting outplayed by a team that is right there with you in the rankings, number 15 in the world. Yes, the African champions, even if the CAF tried to take the title away. I don't think they took the trophy yet. I don't think they could get it. I think Senegal is protecting that with their army at this point. Senegal is a really good team, and you were better for the bulk of the 90 minutes. That's a really good step. Your goals came from good play. Their goals came from your mistakes. These are good things for the U.S. These are confidence boosts. Now you go into a full week of training, and you get ready for a trip to Chicago to face Germany. I believe the team has tomorrow off entirely, and then they'll be back training in Fayetteville at the Arthur M. Blank U.S. Soccer National Training Center starting on Tuesday morning. We will be there as we were all last week. Thank you for reading and checking out all the coverage on the SDH Network. There will be plenty more to come. And that leads us to what is coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight and the Off the Woodwork podcast. A lot. That's your answer. There's going to be so much content this summer for you about this tournament. And no, it's not purely going to be about the U.S. men's national team. It's going to be about Argentina trying to defend their title. It's going to be about Brazil, 6-2 winners today against Panama, trying to win another World Cup trophy. It's going to be about Germany and the run that they are trying to make as kind of underdogs in that elite group of teams that we don't really see Germany in that position very often. That's kind of dangerous, to be honest. You're going to get a lot of conversation about France. You're going to get a lot of conversation about Spain. I think those are the two best teams coming into the tournament. England, what can they be this summer? I think there are questions after the roster announcement from Thomas Tuchel. There's so many storylines in this tournament. It is going to be a blast to watch. That's not even getting into the debutantes like a Cabo Verde, who beat Serbia 3-0 today. So much to talk about all summer long. We need supersized content on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. So here's what it's going to look like. You're going to have three different ways to consume this. You will be able to listen on the radio. Atlanta Soccer Tonight becomes a daily show starting tomorrow, usually at 10 o'clock. Make sure you're following me at Longshoe on social media. I'll keep you posted on what the times are going to be. There will be some earlier times starting on next Saturday, June 6th. We'll be live ahead of that U.S.-Germany game. Live from Nofo Bruco in Gainesville, by the way. That's going to be a fun time watching that match and hanging out with folks. You'll be able to listen to us 12 to 2:15 for that one. The U.S. first game against Paraguay, we will be a pregame show for you from 6 to 8 before that 9 o'clock kickoff. We will have postgame coverage on YouTube, which leads me to another way that you can consume Atlanta Soccer Tonight. All the content won't make it to the radio because there's going to be so much. So YouTube will be your home of Atlanta Soccer Tonight all summer long. All of the shows, all that content will be on YouTube for you. You'll be able to watch it. You'll be able to watch it on demand. You'll be able to consume it there with video. You will also be able to get all of the soccer content, including other interviews that'll be on the station, on the Off the Woodwork podcast. Make sure you are subscribed. If you're getting this, you probably are subscribed. Let your friends know. All the shows, all the bonus interviews, all the soccer, all summer long. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, plus a little bit of stoppage time on the YouTube. So much happening. We need all the different places for you to get it. YouTube, podcast, radio. You'll be able to get a lot of written content on soccerdownhere.net from a lot of the people you're going to hear this summer. You're going to hear Jarrett Smith. You're going to hear Madison Cruz. You're going to hear John Nelson. I think you're even going to hear Sophia Cupertino and Vanessa Angel. You're going to hear the whole SDH crew all over Atlanta Soccer Tonight and the content. You will also be able to get the Morning Espresso newsletter every morning if you subscribe. You can always get it at soccerdownhere.beehive.com. BEEHIIV.com. You want to subscribe? You can then get it sent to your email every morning to get you ready for the day's action in the World Cup. So much, so much, so much. All of that is coming your way all summer long starting tomorrow. Tomorrow on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, you will hear from U.S. legend Jozy Altidore. I had a chance to catch up with him on Friday. A great conversation about a lot of different things. You will hear some of that on the radio starting at 10 o'clock. You will hear all of it on the podcast on Off the Woodwork and on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for allowing me to do what I do. And thank you so much for jumping on board for what's going to be a busy summer of soccer in Atlanta, in the United States, in Canada, in Mexico, all over the world. This conversation about the beautiful game will be going on for the next 50 days. But the U.S. got it off to a great start today with a 3-2 win over Senegal. More to come all summer long on 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app, the Off the Woodwork podcast, on YouTube, and on your radio dial.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.